It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is station manager Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan. Thank you very much. And thank you, everyone, who contributed during the agricultural programming. Agricultural listeners gave the recent fundraising drive a big shot in the arm, and we appreciate your appreciation of this service. Midwest direct hog markets are expected to be about steady today. The terminal markets are called steady to a dollar lower, with tops seen from 35.50 to 39.50 on a live basis. Peoria 35.50, 50 lower. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, October the 17th, negotiated swine purchases were 17,780. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 42.50 to 58.11, the weighted average 52.80, a loss of 134 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 34.73 to 46 even, the weighted average 43.56. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,721. The base price range 42.25 to 59.80, weighted average 56.72, a loss of 127 from Tuesday. And on a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 33.64 to 47.19. The weighted average was 43 even. Well, in a moment, we'll take a look at the overnight trade, and Ellen Dearden from AgriView and Morton will talk the numbers over with us. But first, AM 580 meteorologist Scott Olthoff joins us with a look at agricultural weather. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you very much. Well, in Brazil, a cluster of intense thunderstorms was noted this morning in northwestern Mato Grosso, where very heavy rain was falling prior to dawn. Only one official rainfall report was received, and that was about 1 inch. We suspect that of up to 1 to 2 inches fell in the region. High temperatures had have been in the 80s and 90s north to 70s and 80s south. The intensity of rain suggested over the next week to 10 days, a little greater than that of yesterday. Otherwise, changes to the first week forecast were not very great. Much improved planting conditions should evolve for all of Brazil, except the far northeast, by the end of this month. Some field work will begin right away, while others will have to wait on greater rain before planting can occur aggressively. Temperatures will be more seasonable as rainfall increase, but northeastern crop areas will keep a little warmer than usual for a while. Daily highs over the coming week will be in the 80s and 90s north to upper 70s and 80s to the south. A few lower 90s will be possible in far southern Brazil into the weekend ahead of the next big rain event. In Argentina, no precipitation fell across the nation Wednesday. High temperatures range from the 60s and 70s in the far south to 80s and lower 90s elsewhere. Some timing changes were made for the rain events in the second week of the two-week outlook. Otherwise, no significant change of the weather occurred overnight. Alternating periods of rain and sunshine will translate into favorable planting conditions for corn and sunseed while maintaining a good environment for the advancement of winter wheat. Temperatures will trend a little warmer than usual for the next week to 10 days. Highs will be in the 70s and 80s south to 80s and 90s across the north, and lows will be well above the frost threshold. In the U.S. Midwest, rain fell nearly 85% of the Corn Belt on Wednesday and early this morning. Amounts of 1 to 3 inches occurred across eastern Kansas to southeastern Iowa and west central Illinois. Here at WILO, we picked up 1.12 inches during the 24-hour period. Similar rainfall reports from western Kentucky and southeast Missouri to southwestern Indiana. Rainfall elsewhere ranged from a few hundredths of an inch to up to 7/10 of an inch. High temperatures were in the 50s and 60s northwest to the 70s and lower 80s across the southeast. Strong wind will develop across the northern and central portions of the Midwest today and continue into Friday. Rain will wind down across the northern and eastern parts of the region. Another frontal boundary producing rain and a quick drop in temperatures will occur Sunday and Monday, followed by several days of net drying. The next frontal boundary and precipitation event will come along in the second weekend of the two-week outlook. Rainfall on the October 27th to 29th precipitation event will not be heavy, but just enough to set field work back once again. Soggy field conditions on the Midwestern Corn Belt will limit field work for a while. Some areas may not be able to resume harvesting until the second week of this next week. No serious grain or oilseed quality issues are expected, but dry weather needs to set in, especially across the west, immediately to keep soybean quality favorable. No lodging of corn expected because of strong winds in the next 2 days. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, showers and thunderstorms brought heavy rain to much of the northern Delta Wednesday. Rainfall coverage for the Delta was 90% with amounts of 1 to 2.63 inches most common in the north and 1/4 to 1 inch in the south. Through early this morning, rain had spread as far east as western Alabama, where amounts were under a half inch or so. High temperatures in the Delta were in the middle 70s to middle 80s. Highs across the southeastern states were in the 80s. Fieldwork will be put on hold, or progress will regress very slowly in Delta and the southeastern states in the next 2 weeks. Widespread and locally heavy rainfall will spread across southeastern states today into Friday, before a follow-up storm system will bring rain into the southeast states and Delta from Sunday through early next week. Dry weather is expected again for the middle part of next week into the following weekend. However, the soil will require a few days to become favorably dry enough to allow field work to resume in most locations, and we'll only have a day or two to work the field before the next round of showers moves through toward the end of the month. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Well, in the overnight trading, December wheat in Kansas City opened at 8:30, down 2¾ on the open, up 1¼ in the last trade. March at 8:39 was unchanged on the open and up 3½ in the last trade. In Chicago, December wheat opened at 8:24, up 3½ on the open and up 0.5 in the last trade. March at 8:40, that was down 3/4 on the open, down 1¾ in the last trade. May at 7:95, up 0.5 and up 3¼ on the last trade. July at 6:64 was down 0.25 on the open and up 5½ on the last trade. September up 3 on the open at 6:72, up 4 on the last trade. And December 08, 6:79, down 2½ and up 4½. December corn 3:57¾, down 0.25 on the open, up 4¼ on the last trade. March at 3:73¾, down 3/4 and up 5. May at 3:85, unchanged on the open, up 4½ on the last trade. And the July contracts at 3.93 on the open was down 0.5, and it last traded up 4½. September 08 corn opened at $4 even, up 2 and up 2½. And December at 4.04 was down 0.25 on the open and up 3¼ on that last trade. November soybeans 9.74, down 0.25 on the open, up 7¾ in the last trade. January at 9.92½, down 0.5 and up 7¼. March at 10.07 was down 0.25 on the open and up 7¾ in the last trade. The May contract at 10.12, up 3/4 and 5¼ higher on the last trade. July 08 unchanged at 10.17 on the open, and it was up 7½ on the last trade. Soybean meal for December, down 10 cents on the open at 274.80, up 1.90 on the last trade. In January was up 1.90 on the last trade, 50 cents higher on the open at 278.30. Soybean oil for December, 40.18 was the open. That was up 3, up 33 on the last trade. And January, 40.71 unchanged on the open, 23 higher on that last trade. Ellen Dearden of AgriView and Morton joins us now for a look at those numbers. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Jay.
Well, did you see anything interesting?
Oh, man, I looked at these export bookings this morning and thought that I looked at corn again and thought, oh, my gosh, here we go. 72.9 million bushels booked for export. Some of that was 08-09 crop. Pretty amazing. A lot of bull spreading. Expect to see this corn market strong at the open, up 5 to 6 cents. Jay, should this December corn get above 362, we'll break out of a little three-day coil. And next upside objective would be to fill the gap at 368 and then 372 to 375.
What about in the soybean pits?
The bean number came within trade expectations on these export bookings. The trade wants to be long on this market. That's all I can say. We'll be 8 to 10 higher this morning, I think, on some spillover from that corn. A lot of harvest delays in the west.
Mm-hmm. And anything in livestock to look at?
On the wheat, we'll be up 1 to 3. We'll probably just be a little followers there. On the livestock market, we're going to be mixed, down 20, up 30 or 40, something along that line. A lot of people looking at this cattle on feed report coming out Friday afternoon. Projections for big placement numbers really weighing on the cattle, at least on the winter months.
Okay, and again, you said wheat up 1 to 3. Is that what you were looking at?
Wheat up 1 to 3, and it's just going to be kind of spillover and probably pretty choppy.
All right, didn't want to cover you up on that. Anything else, Ellen?
No, it could be kind of a nice, strong opening, and look for some gaps up in this corn.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton. She joins us on Thursday mornings in the pre-opening commodity market report. And let's take a look at some of the outside markets right now. November crude oil is up 76 cents a barrel at 88.18 right now. December at 86.84, up 65. CRB index up 14 at 338.96. The dollar's down 0.44 at 77.52. And the Dow Industrial's 13.874.5, down 17.5 points right now. Our forecast for Champaign-Urbana, mostly sunny this morning, actually, seeing some sun peek out. Very windy and warm, though, with showers and thunderstorms redeveloping late morning and into the afternoon. And some storms may be severe, so you want to stay tuned, and we'll keep you updated on that. A high near 80 degrees, and right now it is 67. On Friends Plaza in Urbana, you're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.